So the third paragraph of the Shema, and therefore the Shema as a whole, finishes off. Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Hotzeiseichem Eretz Mitzrayim. I'm Hashem your God who took you out of the land of Egypt. Yes, lachem lelikim. In order to be a God for you, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. I am Hashem your God. So the first thing is all of our avodas Hashem, the fact that we have a responsibility to serve Hashem, is based on the fact that he took us out of Eretz Mitzrayim because he took us out for a reason. It wasn't just a great liberation in order for us to do whatever we wanted. It was really, I took you out of Mitzrayim, that I should be a God for you. I'm going to be a leader, I'm going to be a king. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, says Rashi, Ne'aman l'shalom schar. I'm faithful, I'm good for the money, I'm going to reward you. Hashem is the Midas HaRachamim. Elokeichem, your God, is Midas HaDin, Ne'man Nipara. I will pay you back. If you do an Avera, I'll pay you back. So here, the Schar V'Einish, reward and punishment, right here at the end. But the Rashi gives another explanation. Ayd L'Manema, why does it say this? So the Jewish people shouldn't say, well, do you know what? Hashem promised us reward, but we can also just not do the mitzvahs and not get a reward. We can opt out. We'll opt out of the reward and we'll just live a life however we want. We'll live a life of hefkeros without any responsibilities. So Zerashi, I'll call Chachem ani Malkachem. I'm your king anyway. It doesn't work that way. You can't just opt out, whether you like it or not, whether you want it or not. I'm your king, says Hashem. And brings the pasuk in Yecheskel, Yecheskel Chaf Lamagimel. Im lo biyad chazaka v'zor nituya v'chim ashfucha im lo chalechem. If not with a strong hand, outstretched arm, poured out wrath, I'll roll over you. You shouldn't think that you can say we'll be like, and then other pasuk in Yecheskel, we'll be like all the other nations of the world to serve wood and stone, no chance. I took you out for this, to serve me. So clearly we don't have the option of not serving Hashem. But the point is, not that Hashem's battering us into it or beating us into it. The point is to come to an awareness that Kabbalah or Malchus Shamayim is the right thing to do because it's inherently correct. This is the Ratzon Hashem, that we should serve Him. Whether or not we feel like it, whether or not it's comfortable for us, whether or not we're feeling it on any given day. To understand the responsibility. Responsibility is just that. It's day in, day out. It's throughout all of the ups and downs of life. It's putting Hashem at the center of our lives, front and center, rather than what happens to feel comfortable or easy for me today. And if the whole theme of the Shema is Kabbalah Sal Malchus Shamayim, is accepting upon ourselves the yoke of heaven, then this is the most fitting conclusion to it. The idea that, philosophically speaking, conceptually speaking, we're obligated in the entire Torah. We're obligated in our Avodas Hashem. That's what Kriya Shema is meant to bring us to. On a daily basis, a reaffirmation of our responsibilities as Jews. That comes from Yetzias Mitzrayim, but it's something which is lived out every single day.